Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is Karma Spence, your host, and today we are talking with Emery Mulling, the chair of Mulling Corporation, and someone who is an expert at career transition and executive coaching and has been for the past 25 years. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Hi, Karma. It's a pleasure to be here.
Just so people can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, I was in corporate America for 16 years. I'm a former senior VP of HR working with three Fortune 500 companies and two other companies. Then I started my consulting firm 25 years ago. So I did a lot of training and development in corporate America, but I built my company for the last 25 years in public relations, which included over 800 or 900 speeches. So I very much know the value of public speaking.
Right, and I understand that you also have a radio show.
It is at work on Georgia Public Radio. It's heard every Friday, and it addresses workplace issues.
Now, something I'll probably ask you about a little bit later is the difference between live speaking and then speaking over the air. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you are born being able to do?
I think it is a combination of both. I think it is definitely a learned skill. I have had group training in public speaking. I have private coaches. And as I've progressed in my ability, you keep learning. But someone has to be a good communicator. Very common term, but you have to be able to read your audience, relate to your audience, and every audience is different. And I think that's very intuitive.
So it's not necessarily that someone's born being able to speak. It's more like they're born being able to have that intuitive ability to read an audience. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And know what the audience is interested in. There's, of course, a lot of pre-work before you talk to an audience, but then you have to have those learned skills, body language, content, voice inflection, to make or break you.
Something that some other people on this program have mentioned is that some of that intuition, that being able to read an audience, is also something that can be learned.
Well, I think you can learn some of it, but in the final analysis, if you don't have intuition, it doesn't matter what you have learned or have been taught or discussed, because you are up in front of an audience in a split second. You may have to change on a dime because you can see that you're losing the audience. Then you've got to know what to talk about next.
So if you were a public speaking superhero, what do you believe would be your main superpower?
I think I have two of them. If we can call them superpowers, I think I have a public speaking voice. And even though it may be Southern, it's a public speaking voice. You need to have a voice that people do not mind listening to. Some people have grating voices and some people have great voices. So that's number one. And number two, I know how to phrase topics, sentences, words that make it a little bit different. You can have a message, and if it's mundane and you don't know how to present it, the verbiage of it, the message of it, I think you can lose an audience very quickly.
So if I understand this correctly, one would be having an easy-to-listen-to voice,
yes,
which I understand is actually something you can develop if you put some work into it.
Yes, you can. You can go to a linguist, and I have been to a linguist to help me on my accent, but also enunciation, and just to make me a little bit better.
And the second superpower is the ability to make your message understandable to your audience. So it could be the same message, but just spoken differently depending on the audience.
That's right. The way you word your message, the way you organize your mental thoughts, and then do it verbally. Because it has to be unique. You can't give the same message the same old way. You have to make it unique for that particular audience that relates to their work, their situations, their interest.
So in a way, it's being able to be
flexible in how you communicate your message.
Yes, very much so.
So what advice would you give to someone if they want to develop these two superpowers?
I think you need to get some professional advice on your voice. You can listen to your own voice, and I hate to listen to my voice. So you need to get someone else to give you some solid advice who has been a speech coach or a linguist. If you're really wanting to make a go of it, get someone who knows what they're doing. And then the other thing is listen to your presentations and have some other people listen to them. You need to listen to yourself giving speeches and get some critical advice on how you're coming across. If you listen to what you're saying in a speech, I guarantee you, you'll say that you want to do it a little bit differently the next time, and that's important. What I'm really saying is you've got to be critiqued to become better.
And that needs to be a disinterested third party.
Yes, and it's not your brother or your mother or an aunt who's going to tell you how wonderful and great you are. It needs to be someone who really is going to be able to assist you.
Right. Now, I mentioned this earlier. What is the difference between public speaking in front of a live audience and public speaking over a radio or a teleseminar or something like that? Is there a difference?
Yes, there is. But first, I want to say the similarity. When it leaves your mouth, it's out there. It doesn't matter if you're in front of a live audience or radio. And sometimes you may say something you shouldn't have said. But on radio, there is a safety valve and there is a 10-second delay. So if I do a live call-in show, if a caller says something that is not acceptable radio, it can be beeped out, but they can also beep something out that you may have said. Thank goodness that's never happened to me, but there's a safety valve there. The main difference of radio and live is it's only your voice, and the listener will form a mental picture based on the sound, the inflection, the accent of your voice, and therefore it's all verbiage. And it's very important to keep it interesting, and in radio, you have to talk in sound bites.
See, in a way, you're communicating your body language through your voice.
You really are. And the way you phrase words, the way you pause, how loud or how soft you're talking. Talking over radio is very much of a specialty, and it takes a lot of practice. I've been doing my radio show for about 2.5-3 years, and I learn every time I'm on there.
Do you have any tips that you could pass on to our listeners?
You need a very interesting topic, because if it's not interesting, the listener will change the dial in 1 second. And when I say sound bites, in 20, 30-second sound bites, talking for 60 seconds on the radio is a long time.
Is there a difference in how you use your voice, and what kind of tips would you give to someone if there's a way that they need to change their voice for live versus radio?
I think that enunciation is very critical on the radio. If you mispronounce a word or use wrong verbiage, wrong grammar over the radio, the siren can go off. If you are in front of a live audience and you mispronounce a word and you can apologize or use some body language or laugh at yourself, it's more forgiving. Because with radio, as I've said, it's 100% sound, no face-to-face contact. They probably don't know what you look like. They don't see your body language. So mistakes can be heard much easier on radio than in person.
Okay, well, this has been very interesting, and I hope that the people who have been listening got some good value out of this. Thank you so much, Emery, for joining me on Public Speaking Superpowers.
Well, Karma, it's been a real pleasure. I think this is a very interesting topic for those of us who do this a lot, or even someone who wants to get into it.
Right. And everyone, this is Karma Spence signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.